Coming to the stage, the host of your show, a very fantastic comedian. I want you to start clapping right now. Start clapping right now for Joel Fragamenti, everybody.
All right, everybody. Welcome. How you doing out there? Everybody's good. People at home listening, of course. The JoelRadio.net podcast fans, welcome into you guys. Glad you could all make it out here to O'Mara's tonight. It's good to see you guys. We're here. We're live on the podcast, as you heard Jeff said. JoelRadio.net, this is going out all over the world. You wouldn't believe this, because I certainly don't believe it, but people tell me they're listening all over the world. I'm in England, and I'm listening to you. I'm like, why? But then, you know, why? What? You can listen to something else. But no, they listen to this. And this is the second comedy show that we've put out this way, where we do an open mic and we invite some of Detroit's funniest comics, and they all come up here and do their thing. And then some other comedians that maybe aren't the funniest come up here and do their thing, too. And we don't discriminate at all. We want you to hear it. The idea was you hear this. This is like the wildlife documentary of comedy shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really try to prepare a whole lot. You know what I mean? There's nothing is rigged. Everything is just as it happens. So if a waitress drops a tray of dishes, you're going to hear that. If a comic bombs, you're going to hear that. If a guy's horribly racist, you're going to hear that. I have no fucking idea what you're going to hear. So get ready. Because even for me, I feel pressure because I write new material for each show now. I come out here and I prepare stuff that I've never done. So I can make myself look like a complete idiot. So why don't we get to that right now? But we do have a lot of, before I get going, I do want to acknowledge we do have some stars. One of the stars of Joel Radio over the years has been John Tenney, paranormal investigator. He's sitting right there, and he's going to do, yeah, there he is. That's not him, but sir, if you could not be funnier than the comedians, that would really help us all out tonight. I appreciate it. I know, believe me. But John Tenney is going to do some stuff for you guys. I've heard him over the years. And a lot of other really interesting different guys. We have a guy that's had a stroke on the show tonight. That's always, come on. We have Andrew Ackner. He's diagnosed with some kind of shit. He's weird. There's Andrew, right? You're going to be completely weird, right? You're not going to let anybody down. I've already built it up big for you. So I like that. I'm really, if I could get amputees up here, you'd all be out of work. Trust me. I would just bring up the weirdos, but... No, I have people with important things to say in comedy. I don't know how that happened, but anyway. Well, let's get into it, folks. If we could actually, if we could all just take a minute here before we have fun, maybe a moment, if you want to say, for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, if you want to just take a moment. Nod of silence, if you could just look for the fucking thing. Is it anywhere in this room? Is it anywhere? Is it under the table? Gary, is it under you? You see it? Does anyone... Have you seen? If you're listening at home, look for the fucking plane. Let's end this shit. Because the only people that want this plane hidden is CNN, because they're getting good ratings. That's all the only people. Everyone else wants this over with, but CNN is like, no, fuck it. I think CNN shot that shit down. That's what I think. Are you starting to think that too? They sent that Wolf Blitzer. He looks like he's devious, right, Wolf? That's German. That guy's up to no good, right? He's a troublemaker. So, yeah, just look for the plane. Do us all a favor. If we can help... How great would that be? We found the plane. How'd you find it? Joel Radio found it, yeah. In between dick jokes, we found it. It was amazing. Anyway, good to be here tonight. One guy who's not with us tonight that you might expect is my normal podcast partner, Corey Hall, is not here tonight. There's some applause for Corey. I don't know if that's applause for Corey not being here or being here, but that's it. Well, I want to announce that Corey and I, we've worked together for a long time. For, I don't know, 9 years on this podcast and another 6 years in comedy before that. But we have decided to consciously uncouple. That's what we've decided to do, me and him. So thank you very much. I want to announce it. Now, that was actually the announcement they made this week for Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, the guy from Coldplay. They're getting divorced, and I know you're sad. The black people don't even know who I'm talking about. That's how sad. They're like, who the fuck are these? These are white celebrities that you've never heard of, but... But I'm not surprised at all that they got divorced, right? Because, you know, you look at Gwyneth Paltrow and you think she can't fuck good, right? Do we think that, guys, right? I mean, the black guys don't even know who she is. She has no ass. I mean, nothing. And you know she wasn't good in bed just from the Coldplay music that she inspired, right? Like, you know she's a lousy lay when you're inspiring, you know, arena rock ballads like Fix You, you know what I mean? That's not a guy that's getting laid that wrote that song. It's getting laid good, you know what I mean? I mean, compare Coldplay to the Beatles, right? You know when McCartney did Let It Be? You know that guy got his fucking, you know, his pipes were clean the night before, you know what I mean? You know McCartney and John Lennon had three fucking groupies sucking their dicks all night. They walk into Abbey Road, they make the greatest music ever, and this Chris Martin can't get laid and with this Gwyneth Paltrow. It's ridiculous. Because that's what I think happens. I think only good music can only come from good sex. I think if you're not getting laid good, it doesn't work at all. I think not getting laid inspires good comedy. And that's been my key to success over the years. So I had to break up with the girl. I said, look, I'm just not getting funny. I'm getting lame here. It's terrible. So, yeah, speaking of marriages, it's legal to get married if you're gay now in Michigan, they say. Is that right? It's legal, but now they're not going to recognize it. I don't see why they... I think gay marriage should be legal. I think gay marriage should be legal. I do, yeah. I think gay divorce should be illegal. That's what I think, though. I think they should, if they want to be married, stay together. Fight through everything, right? Why should they get to, you know, decide? Because you've ever met gay people. Like, I know lesbians. I know lots of lesbians. Those relationships don't last anything, right? Like, you'll get your oil changed less frequently than you get in your girlfriend if you're a lesbian, am I right? No, lesbians in the crowd, they don't last 3,000 miles or 3 months. I'm telling you, that's just, they're terrible. I should have studied these jokes, but they're... Right, Tenny? I'm looking at Tenny. Tenny's like, no. You wrote these jokes, fucker. Tell them now. It's good for them. Because why... Why should... And now gays can adopt. So why, you know, I think... And I think that's fair. I think gay should have kids. They should have horrible marriages, because why should, like me, a parent of a straight kid, only have fucked up parents who fight all the time? I don't think that's right. I think gay parents should be awful, too. That's what I think. Right there. I think it's all fair. I want to thank the Internet for bringing us Joel Radio. You have to admit, the Internet, great podcast, great entertainment. You got to love the Internet. Thank you. I hope the show is being heard in Turkey. They're trying to shut down the Internet in Turkey, for God's sakes. Can you believe that? Turkey! People are like, I didn't know Turkey had the internet. Look at this guy. He doesn't even know. Like, fucking, they got internet over there? Yeah, they got it over there. Yeah, but I like the internet. Does a lot of cool stuff for us. Lets me do this show. That's fun. I also, one thing I don't like about the internet is now, how do I set this joke up? No, I say.
Don't do it the way you wrote it.
No, I'm going to. That's what I'm afraid of. Listen, this was very, I wrote this between 6:30 and 6:35 tonight, all right? I spent a lot of time. I wrote this faster than it takes me to do it. That's how long. One thing I read about the internet, if the internet didn't exist, that's what I was supposed to say. If the internet didn't exist, I'm going to edit this out. You know, folks, if the internet didn't exist, I wouldn't know what Game of Thrones character I am. That's the one thing that would be terrible, because we've all seen that on the internet, right? Do you have Facebook? And people tell you what character I am. They put up, oh, I'm Kermit the Frog. Find out what Muppet you are. And I'm like, you're not Kermit the Frog, because Kermit the Frog is not a fucking asshole. I know that pretty well. I'm pretty well sure of that, right? If Kermit the Frog had a Facebook, he wouldn't put up what Hunger Games character he was. Do you know what I'm saying? He's not into that at all, right? If Kermit had a Facebook, it would be selfies of him in a rowboat playing the banjo and the occasional Instagram pic of Miss Piggy in the bedroom. Am I right about that? So that's what that would be. That's what the internet would be. All right, guys. Well, if all we have on the internet, all we have is Joel Radio tonight. So let's give it up for Joel Radio one more time. If you want to follow Joel Radio on Twitter, it's at Joel Radio Show. It is Joel Radio's on Facebook. And you can go to joelradio.net and download this show and all the others, our in-studio shows, all that stuff. But let's get this show going, because we do have a lot of really great comics. In fact, this first guy is one of the fastest rising stars in Detroit, I think. He's been playing all over. I saw this guy. He is the Tarzan of comedy in Detroit, I like to call this guy. I don't think he knows that, because he lives amongst the blacks, and he's a white guy. He's amazing. He really does. He's very funny. Please welcome Jeff Horst to the stage. Jeff Horst. Come on up here, Jeff. He's not even in the fucking room. I told you. He's been around the block so long, he's fucking late. Do you understand how this works? Jeff Horst, I'll bring up the other Jeff. Don't fucking get me wrong. I got another Jeff. Is he pissing?
He's taking a shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jeff Horst, how do you do this? It's on a goddamn podcast. Get out here, Horst. Jeez. I'm out of jokes that I wrote this afternoon. Let's go. All right. Well, we'll wait. Does somebody want to go next? Maybe we'll just bring up the next guy. Gary wants to go? All right. We'll let Gary come up here. Here he is. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. No. No. Come here, horse. You. What are you doing in the bathroom?
I was shitting.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did you? Why not? I got to let you talk into the fucking microphone and 12 other fucking guys got to talk on it?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. Gary, I'm sorry. We're going to let Jeff go, but let's... Stand back from the mic. Maybe we'll just leave it in the stand.
That's fine.
All right, Jeff Horst, everybody.
All right. I asked if I could go up. I didn't specify first. I didn't know.
I thought I told you.
Oh, maybe you did. Maybe I didn't read it. I don't know. I'll figure out what I'm talking about while I'm saying it. How are we doing, everybody?
Good.
By a round of applause, just hypothetically speaking, have you ever had that happen to you where you, like, were in the middle of taking a shit, right? And someone was like, hey, I want you to tell jokes right now. I'm not the only one. I'm glad. Glad I'm not the only one. I tried to get into Canada recently, and I said tried because I failed. I did not get into Canada. It was a mixture of two things. It was a mixture of my criminal past, apparently, and my friends who don't know how to talk to police officers. Now, this is how it started, okay? I'm at the bridge, and the guy asks me if I've ever been arrested before. I say, yes, I had a DUI a couple years ago. Didn't think that mattered at all. And you guys are laughing because you already know the answer to that one. Apparently, it does matter. Apparently, in Canada, a DUI is a felony. Yeah, the same as killing a hooker. I killed a hooker in Canada eyes, apparently. That's a strange thing. And then so he's like, hey, now you got to go talk to customs. And I'm like, can I just leave? Can I just do that? Customs going to tell me to go home. I already paid $5. Can I just go home? And then they're like, no, you have to go talk to customs. Then the customs, before they let me out of the car, They're talking to me and my friends, and he's like, do you have any guns in the vehicle? We're like, no. Do you have any drugs in the vehicle? He's like, no. We're like, do you have any alcohol? Do you have any marijuana? At this point, my friend says, no, we smoked our shit before we left. Don't talk to the police officer that way. Let me do the talking. Apparently, you're not fit for this job. But then they kick us out. They send me to the other side. And at this point, this was great. The man in the booth on the other side was making fun of my car, which is a really shitty thing to do. My pride is already hurt enough as it is. And this man says, you know I could give you a ticket for not having a bumper. To which I said, I'm sorry, maybe I had a misunderstanding. I was under the impression that I do have a bumper. You see, that bar actually is the bumper. What you're thinking of is the bumper cover, you know. Technically, I'm missing the bumper cover, but I do have a bumper. He says, you're talking to a former state trooper. Not talking to a current mechanic, because he said that was a fucking bumper, okay? You know law. He knows car parts. I trust him in this situation, not you. Jeez. All right. I growing up, I've learned a lot of things. I liked watching Scooby-Doo growing up. Anybody like Scooby-Doo? Yeah. Scooby-Doo taught me so much. Scooby-Doo taught me that white people really do like to snitch. We really do. We made a whole cartoon about it. It was just a whole bunch of just judgmental assholes is the entire premise of the show. Just like, I know who stole the painting. Mind your business, bitch. You have an exam tomorrow. Why don't you study for that? It's 2 a.m. and you're solving murder mysteries. You have more important things to worry about. All I'm saying is Scooby-Doo would not work in Detroit, okay? Just, if them was all like, jinkies, I know who robbed the liquor store. Bam, now you're dead, bitch. You get that? Shut your fucking mouth, all right? Stupid things. I just don't understand it. I have had a lot of stupid situations recently. I went to Kohl's. And on the way inside of Kohl's, I saw that there is a sign that says, to keep prices low, Kohl's is against shoplifting. You know who doesn't give a shit about your low prices? Shoplifters. To this day, I haven't met the shoplifter that's, you know, that's like, you know what? I would steal this shirt, but I'm really concerned with the value of the American dollar at this point. That's what's going to prevent me from taking this shirt. Dumb things, man. What else was I thinking about talking about when I was in the middle of taking my beautiful shit and I was interrupted? Look, this isn't this is a napkin. This isn't toilet paper. Don't fucking groan. This is not what? Shut up. This is how we come up with funny jokes. If it's a surprise to you, now you learned something today, all right? Jeez. Nobody listening to this podcast even knew that. You ruined it. Everyone listening to this knows that I take a shit, which is apparently news to people. This is exactly how I knew the set was going to go, by the way. I wrote it this way. What else are we talking about? I was watching a movie. Has anybody ever been really so into watching a movie that when you leave the movie, you can't get out of your mind the movie, that you're still in the movie, you know? Like, I was watching Stuart Little the other day, and great movie, by the way. Great movie. And it wasn't until like an hour into the movie, you know, I was watching it with my nieces, and about an hour into the movie, I realized I haven't seen my nieces in a long time. The only reason I'm watching this movie has disappeared. Have you ever been more into the kid movie than the kid? Doesn't that make you feel terrible? But no, this movie made me cry. I'll admit it. I cry watching little kid movies. But there's no way to fix this. You know what I mean? I can't just go to the doctor and be like, do you have anything for the fact that I cried watching Toy Story 3? He's like, I don't know. Grow a dick? I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm a doctor and you're a little girl. I don't know what you want me to tell you. How am I supposed to fix this situation for you, sir? I don't know. Maybe I'm asking for a lot, all right? But no, it's a terrible situation. But look, all right, at one point in this movie, Stuart, he's the mouse, in case you didn't know that, in case you want to back like you're too cool because you're on a date. I never saw that movie. Anyways, Stuart Little is a mouse, and his older brother's named George. At one point in the movie, this lady talks to George, and she's like, whose mouse is that? And he's like, that's not a mouse. That's my brother. Fucking made me cry, man. Are you serious? Nobody else was moved by that? Then my nieces come in the room, right? And then I accidentally sit on the remote and I change the channel to a basketball game. They're five. They're like, yay, basketball! I'm like, nope, click. All right, back to Stuart Little. Sorry. Not a big Stuart Little audience. I read this crowd wrong. I really was like, I know my audiences. They like shit jokes, Canada and Stuart Little. Anyways... thank you guys very much for letting me talk out loud. I appreciate it. Keep it going for Joel Fragamenti, everybody.
Thank you.
You guys have been fantastic.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Horst, everybody. There he is. There you go. I never knew you could take a shit right after taking a shit. That was great. That's the way I was. No, I'm kidding. Jeff is very funny. Jeff's a real professional. He was at this hip-hop night the other night, and you were getting laughs, and that was a tough crowd. And that was really good, so I appreciate that, Jeff Forrest. All right. Let's keep the show moving right along. There's another funny guy who's been playing clubs all over. I don't even know, how do I even describe you? You're a white guy doing comedy. You kind of look like me. I feel bad for you in that respect. So give it up for Wes Ward, everybody. Wesley Ward, here he is.
Give it up for Joel, everybody. Keep it going for Joel. Saw something that pissed me off the other day. It's on Facebook, and my 16-year-old cousin posts, I don't think gay people should be able to get married. Now, it's not what she said. It's that she's saying anything at all. Because she's 16. She shouldn't have opinions. Because to me, opinions are like assholes. If you're under the age of 18, I don't want to see it posted on Facebook. I'll let that settle. Pictures of assholes. That's what I was getting at. Anybody get drunk on St. Patty's Day? I did. Yep. Drank a lot of Jameson. That's right. Drank a lot of Jameson, got drunk, was hungover, woke up the next day, the first thing I saw, commercial for Jameson whiskey. At the end of the commercial, said, Jameson whiskey would like to remind you to please drink responsibly. Hate to break it to you, Jameson whiskey. The only reason I was drinking you is so I wouldn't do anything responsible. That's why I'm drinking whiskey. And why'd you tell me now? What does drinking responsibly mean anyway? Is that like drinking whiskey responsibly? You go to a bartender, go, give me 2 shots of whiskey, cut me off after that. I got to go pick up my kids. Is that drinking responsibly? I don't think it is. No, drinking whiskey, you should end up in the back of a cop car. That's exactly where you should end up. If you're doing it right, you wake up and he's got to piece together your whole life. Right there. He's like, hey, man, we found you inside of a Bank of America. You had a ski mask and a gun. It was a hostage situation in there. But it was like 10:30 at night, so nobody but you was there. You had a list of demands. There was 2 demands. The first one was a stuffed crust pizza. Second demand, the entire series is Saved by the Bell on DVD. Your reasoning? You always wanted to get drunk in the 90s. What the fuck? Now I'm starting to bargain with the cop. I'm like, hey man, just take me to a Taco Bell. I'll get you a chalupa. We'll call it even. Because that's where you really end up when you're drunk, at a Taco Bell, right? That's exactly where you end up, because you don't make that decision when you're sober. No. You only go to Taco Bell when you're drunk as shit. Taco Bell is the fat, ugly person of fast food. Meaning, you drink, you have it, you wake up the next morning, there's 5 empty taco wrappers laying around you, and you're like, oh my God. What the fuck did I do last night? What did I put in my body? This is rock bottom for me. I need to go to AA, and I need to get to a doctor and figure out what disease I have from this food now. Taco Bell is the only food that you can actually order it, and then they can give you the whole order wrong, and you don't even care. I ordered 3 quesadillas, and they gave me a tube sock filled with sour cream. Who gives a shit? Eat it anyway. Fuck it. Now they have breakfast. The fuck's that? Taco Bell breakfast. End your day before it ever began. Met a girl recently in real life. That's awesome. Not on a dating website. That's bullshit to me. If you meet a girl on a dating website, your relationship should just have an asterisk right next to it. So I've tried. I tried them all. I tried Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, eHarmony, Match.com, MightAsWellGiveItUp.com, right? YourLifeSover.com, BlackPeopleMeet.com. Nothing. Nothing would work. Couldn't find anyone I liked. I don't know. I've been trying to lose weight. I started doing yoga. I know. And don't picture it. That's just like me. Don't do it. Like, me doing yoga is me trying not to fall over while I tie my shoe. That's me doing yoga. That's a yoga pose to me. Don't picture me in yoga pants. That's like if you... It's like, this is what me in yoga pants looks. It looks like a backed up garbage disposal filled with ricotta cheese and hair. That's what that looks like. You're welcome for that. Eat. Eat up. Right now. I've been lucky enough today... Cute girls, I don't know how. Like I said, the girl I'm dating now has a body that doesn't quit, and my body looks like it's quit. It's retired. It's collecting Social Security checks. Sitting fourth row at a Jimmy Buffett concert, right? It's got a Hawaiian shirt. Sing Pina Colada, Jimmy! You're fucking stupid, body. Jimmy Buffett doesn't even sing that song, right, guys? All right, whatever. I'll take that out. That's ever happening again. I like that part of the joke. Nobody else does. Whatever. But honestly, that's bullshit. Because people come up here all the time and talk about how they're fat and they're down on themselves. I'm here to tell you guys, do not be down on yourself if you're fat. If you're a fat guy, don't be down on yourself. Own your body. You know how women are like, I own my curves? You know what? I fucking own my curves. That's what I say, right? I rock this post-pregnancy body. That's what I do. These stretch marks and lactating nipples and all. These are mine. Seriously. These are mine, and if you're a lady, you need to do yourself a favor and have sex with a fat guy. Just do it one time in your life. This isn't a desperate plea. Don't look at me like that. That's not what this is. No, because we don't care. That's why. We don't care. We don't think we're going to be back. That's why. We'll do whatever you want. We will. We'll do whatever we want. We're not trying to hit a single or a double. We're trying to hit a goddamn grand slam, right? We only get one shot. That's what I hear in my head every time. I hear that Eminem song, right? Lose yourself. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. That's about That's about fat guys trying to fuck girls. That's what that song's about. Give us that one shot, and we will give you the best minute and 30 seconds of your life till our legs cramp up. My name is Wesley Ward. You guys have a good night.
Thanks, Wes. All right, man. Wesley Ward, everybody. How about that? All right, all right. I actually said this next. I introduced Wesley as this guy looked like me. And I remember years ago, I introduced this guy as the Black Joel Fregenman. Look at he's shaking his head over there like, motherfucker. No, but I also say that because he's funny like me, too. So I like that. This guy's good. Please welcome to the stage, everybody. It's Lloyd Dick Johnson, everybody. Dick Johnson, come on up here, buddy.
Have fun, man. Give it up for me. I'm the Black Him.
That's right.
Isn't that flattering? Oh, that's true.
We're kind of dressed similarly.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, exactly.
All
right, I'll leave.
Okay. All right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've been on a health kick, too, much like Wesley, much like all comics, trying to get healthy to make our, like, you know, lives better. I recently gave up smoking cigarettes that don't have Indians on the package. I smoke these now. American Spirits, organic, healthy cigarettes. No Indian ever died of lung cancer. None. But stay away from American Spirit whiskey. And U.S. Army blankets. Stay away from those two things. All right. Yeah, like, I've been trying to, like, date two as well. Like, you know, mainly because I've run out of porn. I'm out of porn on the internet. I go onto porn sites. What do I want? I want POV. Y'all know what POV is? That's point of view. Point of view porn. The dude fucking is holding the camera on the girl. It makes you think that you're in there. But I watched so much POV porn, I was like, know what? I want a POV porn where the dude isn't talking, because that's not my voice. I want a POV porn where a dude has a black dick, because that's not my dick. I want a POV porn with about a 6.5-inch dick with a mole on it. That's what I want to get in there. Then eventually I'm at the point where, know what? I should just make my own porn, basically. Time to start fucking, I think, you know? When you're dating, it's important to know, like, what kind of package that you're bringing to the table, you know? I look at the package that I got. I recently lost a whole lot of weight. I'm not going to tell you how much weight that I lost. This isn't fucking Weight Watchers. I don't need you to applaud to make me feel better, you know? Because you can't tell. I've spent so much money on organic tuna that I can't buy new clothes. So just judge by how baggy that all this bullshit is. And you can see how much weight that I've lost, you know. But the package that I bring to the table, like, you know, I look at the scale about, I look at the scale of handsome black dudes, top to bottom. Where do I fit in the scale, right? So handsome black dudes, at the top, you got, like, Idris Elba and, like, who was that?
Shamar Moore.
Denzel, Shamar, oh, she likes Shamar Moore. Watch out, sir. Might have a khaki baby in the future, all right? Yeah, so it's like, Denzel, Shamar Moore, all that at one end. And then on the other end, you have like Al Sharpton and Khloe Kardashian, basically at the other end of the black man spectrum. I think that I fit in between like Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Gary Coleman. That's where I fit in on the spectrum. I'm like a young Uncle Phil. I'm like a healthy Gary Coleman. You know, I've got the afro, I'm cute, I got the big cheeks, but both my kidneys work. So I'm this size, you know. I wish Gary Coleman was still alive. I would love to make a porn movie with Gary Coleman. I think it would be a hybrid porn. It's about Gary's comeback, right? So Gary, he's coming up, and all throughout the porn, like, you know, he's fucking midgets. Like, all throughout the porn, basically. Like, you know, and then he's moving up to finer and finer midgets as he gets better roles. Then he gets a movie role, and then Gary can fuck, like, you know, a woman. Like, a human woman. Like, you know. And so he's trying to go at it with this human woman, and she's looking back at him like, what you do? Like, what you talking about, Gary? Like, you know, because he's not bringing it, you know. Then at that point, Gary gets mad as fuck, like, ah! And then there's a special effect, and then it's me naked painted green. Because I'm the Hulk that Gary Coleman would turn into if he could turn into the Hulk, you know. And the twist of the porn is that Gary goes at it savagely. Gary's a little savage, basically. Whereas me, even though I'm the Hulk, I'm a very gentle lover. And I would call the porn Incredibly Different Strokes. That's what I would call it. And then on the other side, I'm like a young Uncle Phil. But I don't have Uncle Phil type game. You know, y'all remember Uncle Phil from like the Fresh Prince. Uncle Phil had two Aunt Vivians. That's how much game he had. He had dark skin Aunt Vivian, five kids with dark skin Aunt Vivian. Aunt Vivian can fuck. She stays in the bedroom though. Dark skin Aunt Vivian. Then he had to run for office because he was a judge. He needs white votes in Bel Air. Light skin Aunt Vivian suddenly comes in. That was the story of like the Fresh Prince. And they never explained it. They never explained how you go from dark skin to light skin Aunt Vivian. They never had like a special episode. Children, your mother has the worst case of vitiligo that we've ever seen, you know. They never had an episode where dark skin Aunt Vivian was like, Philip, I will not have this light skin heifer in my house. I want her out of here, bitch. And he smacked the black off her. They never had that in the Fresh Prince either. And they could have, because Uncle Phil was a raw dog motherfucker. He used to be Shredder on Ninja Turtles. If y'all remember that. Yeah. Yeah, you know. So I'm going to fully embrace that as I get older. I'm going to wait till this fro gets nice and salt and pepper. I'm going to shave it off, tape it to my chin. I'm going to gain like 80 more pounds. Well, 40 more pounds. Put on the tight-ass sweaters and go into clubs talking to chicks like, you ought to quit rapping and go to college. And I'm going to do that. If any DJs talk shit, I'm throwing them out the front door, just like Uncle Phil did. I'm going to get big Philly style all up in there. I don't know. So I've been trying to talk to... Okay, very good. So I've been trying to like talk to like, you know, younger women, basically, to work that Uncle Phil appeal, but it's kind of difficult because young girls, they're like... They don't know a lot of stuff. I was talking to this girl, and like, I need a nerd girl, you know, because I'm a nerd. My children have to be raised Jedi. That's very important to me. And she was like, I like fantasy. Do you like fantasy? I was like, yeah, I like Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings. She was like, I like Twilight. Y'all know about Twilight? Vampires. Yeah, kind of. They say it's vampires, but it's really just... like fags that suck blood, like, you know. And she was like, how come you don't like Twilight? Bella was so brave to date like Edward even though he's a vampire. And I was like, that's not brave. If she was brave, she would have dated that Mexican werewolf that she grew up with. But he's a werewolf. He goes crazy once a month. And I was like, he goes crazy just once a month. It's not the week before the month and then the last week. If your boyfriend's a werewolf, really, it's just one night. You just throw some steaks on your back and get in doggy style and get ready for it, you know. And if you don't like that, just rub some peanut butter wherever you want it. He is a dog, basically. Good. I'm Lloyd Digg. Thank you very much.
Lloyd Digg, everybody. There he is. That's right. I got Digg. I started Digg in comedy, I think, where I put him up very early in his career. Like this next guy who I'm bringing up to the stage now, I remember putting this guy up in the very early morning hours of Club Bart's comedy night, and he would go up, and he'd be like the last guy. And I thought he was funny, so we started moving him up, and then I wrote a whole new act for him, and I changed his name. And no, none of that's true. But he's very funny. He's actually performing this weekend at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak as well. So it's glad that he stopped in here to do a set for us. Give it up for Jeff Sheen, everybody. Jeff Sheen. Jeff Sheen.
Oh, no, why? What did I do? I'm kidding. How are you guys? All right. It's just you guys because those two left.
No, they'll be back.
Are they coming back? Where did they go, John? Uh-huh. Where did they go? Oh, she's leaving?
I think so.
Was it Digg? Huh? Was it Digg? Digg chased her away.
That's not a new thing.
Digg always chases women. I don't know what's happening. How are you guys over there? You guys hanging out? Cool stuff. I'll tell you this. I wait. Hey, you're moving back there. I don't know. I like to point out people I don't know. I know everybody else. Like, I don't know you, and that's it. Or you guys. What was it, a mustache? All right. Hey, he's back. All right. There's that blazer. I was missing it. Yeah. Give yourself a round of applause.
That's how I enter a room every time.
Is it really? Every time?
Every time.
I don't believe you. Is it really? Every time? Jesus Christ. That's got to be a bit much. Right? What if you got to go to the bathroom a lot? You pee, you break the seal, you're drinking, you're coming in and out of a bathroom? Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's a bit much. Yeah. I'd be like, this guy needs to go. He needs to go to another room. You know what I mean? And then he would do that same thing. Like, he doesn't stop. He never stops the applause. I weighed myself today. And I found out I'm 128 pounds. I know, right? I'm dying. I'm starving to death, you guys. That's why my teeth and eyes are so big. It's not they're large. I'm just starving in front of your eyes. That's what's happening. I got no butt cheeks back here. That's all wallet. You see that? I got nothing. I got no butt cheeks. But I got long butthole hair. You know what I'm talking about? Oh! It's like real long, but I don't have the butt cheeks to hide the butthole hair. So it sticks out like I got a little rabbit tail. Like I'm a little fun. That's my body. You getting plates? Oh, wait. That guy. Who does he think he is? Does he work here? He might. I have identical twin uncles, you guys. I do. I have identical twin uncles. They both have mustaches, and their names are Harold and Daryl. Because grandma's hilarious, right? Harold and Daryl, that's their names. And I can never tell the difference between. I'll look at my dad. Will be talking like, "Oh, thanks, Daryl." I'll be like, "How the fuck did he? How could he tell? How could he tell that was Daryl? Right? How did he? Was it, maybe it was Harold? I don't know. Who are you? Who am I talking to right now?" So I asked him. I asked my dad. I was like, "How could you tell?" He's like, "Well, Daryl, his mustache is a little bit crooked, and Harold is in a fucking wheelchair." I didn't know. I guess I didn't. I didn't know. They look the same to me. One's just shorter. I don't know. My mom has a porcelain doll collection. She has a porcelain doll collection, and my dad's still with her. That's love right there. That's freaky. Do you guys ever see a porcelain doll? Jesus Christ. They're the creepiest things in the world. You look at it like, whose soul is in that thing? Right? Who would want to play with a porcelain doll? Like, hey, let me play with that little girl frozen in time. Every time you pick up a porcelain doll, you're like, was there someone's ashes inside this thing? What the hell? They got creepy dead faces, right? The guy that made porcelain doll wasn't a normal fella. I'll tell you that right now. He didn't just make a porcelain doll, then grab a beer with his friends after work. Right? He would just make the... He'd be like, let's make the lips a little bit more red and put some more rose in those cheeks and a bonnet. We'll call you Amber. And then he'd go home to his 8 cats. He'd be like, hello, children. And then he'd pick up the first cat and choke it till it passed out. And he'd just fucking pick up the next cat and choke it till it passed out. He'd just move down the line, just choking these cats till they passed out. Till he got to the 8th cat, and he'd choke it till it passed out. Then the first cat would regain consciousness. So he'd be like, I got to start again. And he'd just start re-fucking choking these cats for 4 to 5 hours. To be like, I gotta go to sleep because I gotta work in the morning and make more dolls. Because future serial killers need to know what to make their victims look like. Weirdo. What? She did. She had a porcelain doll collection. She displayed them in the room, too. She put them on a shelf. There was 20 porcelain dolls in my parents' bedroom. And she didn't put them on her side of the room. She put them on my dad's side of the bed. So he had just, like, 20 dead eyes staring at him. And he slept naked. And I think he was like, well, if you're not going to close their eyes. And then I slept on the floor in a sleeping bag because I thought my room was scary. So I was like, I'll sleep with a nude guy and a lady with a doll collection. That's not Silence of the Lammy, right? I did that for the longest time. Gross. It's so gross. I slept on the floor in a sleeping bag until I was 12. And my mom was pregnant, my little sister, and her water broke on top of me. No, no, I'm serious. Like, that's how, yeah, that's, you know, after your mom's water breaks on top of you, you guys, you're not afraid of the dark anymore. Right? It's true. Got me right out of that room. So it's like, well, the boogeyman's probably not pregnant, so I'll take my chances with him. I was afraid of the boogeyman. That's what scared me. I looked up a lot of those things about the boogeyman, and every culture had one. Every single culture had a boogeyman. They all just had different names. And the best name that I found was in Quebec. They have a boogeyman called 7 o'clock man. It's just his name. He just shows up at 7, and if you're not sleeping, he murders you. That's his deal. He's just punctual. He's fucking... That's what they thought of. Like, let's make him punctual. So we want to get the kids to sleep. I like to think that maybe he is real and he showed up one time. He's like, I'm 7 o'clock, man. I'm going to murder you. What? No, it's 7. No, I'm pretty sure. I got 7. No, I got... No, we fall back tomorrow. I'm pretty sure we fall back... What's the date? Oh, okay. Where did Tuesday go, huh? Where did... All right, I'll see you in an hour to murder you! And then he just... Like, that's the shittiest boogeyman in the world. He needs a tagline, if you think about it. 7 o'clock, man, like, time to die. Or like, 7 o'clock, man, 7, 8, 9 of your friends. And like, whoa, he's real. It's the easiest way to figure out if he's not real. He just got to stay up past 7. Right? And you wander out like, hey, is 7 o'clock man real? They go, yeah, it's a quarter after 7. They go, oh, shit. All right, he's not. We made him up. But you better get to bed because 7:30 man's coming. Like, you're the laziest Quebecians. Right, I'm going to leave you guys. Thanks so much. Thank you, Joel. Yeah,
thanks, man. All right. How about that? That was Jeff Sheen. Once again for Jeff Sheen. He moved to Chicago to be a big comedy star, and he's back in O'Mara's.
So what is that time?
No. He's doing good out there. He's back for the Comedy Castle, but we joined us for this, so that's good. So, all right, guys, now we're going to welcome a man to the stage. I talked about him earlier in the show. He's a good friend of mine, a frequent guest on Joel Radio. He is a nationwide, well-known sellout lecturer in the world of paranormal activity. He goes coast to coast. He's been on television, all kinds of stuff. He's a good friend of Omera's as well. He does his lecture here every Halloween, right? Mm-hmm. You sell it out, right? Unlike comedy night.
Yep.
You clear out. They actually open the doors for this guy. He's that good. But we love him. Please welcome everybody. A big round of applause for John Tenney, everybody. John Tenney.
Thank you, everyone. I don't know why Joel invites me to this thing. I'm not a comedian. He knows I'm not.
Yes.
But once a year, I bring like 85, 90-year-old women who believe in psychics into this place. So he thinks that I can bring in like 2 or 3 people on a comedy night. So Joel was talking about the internet and how great it is, and since this is a podcast, and if you guys are familiar with the internet, I'll get my plugs out of the way first, if that's all right with you. That way we can get straight to comedy. So I have a website that's weirdlectures.com. You can also go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/weirdlectures. The Instagram, which is instagram.com/JohnELTenney. The Twitter, which is twitter.com/JohnELTenney. The Tumblr, which is tumblr.com/WeirdLectures. I have a podcast called Realm of the Weird. You can go to realmoftheweird.com. You can go to the Twitter for Realm of the Weird, which is at Realm of the Weird. You can go to the Facebook page for... You see why the internet's no fucking good on this shit? I'm not even close to the fucking websites that I have left. I do a podcast called Top Tennies. You can go to toptennies.com or you can go to weirdlectures.com/toptennies or toptennies.weirdlectures.com. Check those ones out. I'm starting a new podcast called My New Podcast. You can find that at tumblr.com/mynewpodcast. It's fucking ridiculous. I told Joel I would write all new material. And I didn't. Because I got drunk at 4 o'clock this afternoon and then went home and fell asleep. And woke up at 10 and thought, oh no, I need new material. And there is real known, I mean, I knew that people were going to do Malaysia jokes, the flights, and I knew people would talk about potholes and snow and rain, and you've heard all that stuff before. I could do a huge... Did anybody go down to the parade in Detroit this weekend for the Red Dwarf to chase it out of Detroit? Yeah, look at that. 2,000 people who don't live in Detroit went to Detroit to chase a Red Dwarf out of Detroit. I went to protest them. People drunk on a Sunday. Well, I guess it's Sunday, right? Whatever. You can get drunk whenever you want. But I, walking around screaming at me, stop blowing our good time! Like you're chasing a fictional, folkloric demon out of Detroit. I'm wearing a Red Devil sign on my chest that says support the short because he's only that big. I had a 70-year-old woman rip the sign from off of my body. I think that's probably the most that she's done. She didn't walk. They go six times from like Cass to Masonic and around like six times. She did it once. But she found the power and strength and energy in that one time to rip off my cardboard sign from around my neck and tell me I was a dick. Congratulations to you. Joel told me at the last minute that I could tell one of my school bus stories. Yeah, so I'm allowed to. So some of you have heard this, but I used to drive a school bus. How many people used to take a school bus to school, right? All right, I drove a smaller one. Anybody take one of those? And if you did, you weren't going to fucking clap. Oh, we got one guy over there. Yes, I drove a short bus. You know, there's a controversial joke that I tell before that sometimes. Maybe I'll do that tonight since it's a podcast. People will hear me say it. How many people here, America has now become very offended at certain words. How many people here are offended by the word retard? Nobody here tonight? Okay. Well, I'll tell you why I don't find it offensive. I drove a short bus. And when you do, like the fourth time I drove one, there were like little kids screaming behind me. And one of the kids goes, Mr. John, Jimmy's a retard. And then I hear, Mr. John, Sammy's a retard. And then I hear a little girl, and she's like, Mr. John, Sammy and James are retards. And you can't help but think, you're all fucking retarded. That's why you're on this bus. The first time I drove the special needs bus, I was extremely nervous. And the guy who books all of your routes and stuff, he says, okay, so listen, you're going to go to James's house. He has mobility issues. You're going to pull up in front of his house, honk the horn, the porch light will come off, or come on, he'll come out, and then just wait for him to get on the bus and then take him to school. And I was like, okay, I can handle that. But I was still nervous. And it's snowy, it's winter. I pull up in front of his house, it's dark, I honk the horn, the porch light comes on. The door opens slowly. And on the front porch, I see, when they say mobility issues... his shoulder weighed like 500 pounds. His foot weighed another 500 pounds. And I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, like he's not going to make it to this bus. He gets down the steps. There's ice all on the driveway. And he goes straight for the driveway. And you can't get off the bus. By law, you have to like be on the bus. You can't turn the bus off. As the bus driver, you can't get off. And I watch him take two steps onto the driveway. Boom! Flat onto his back. And it's a slow slide and a moan all the way down to the street. Just... all the way, and I'm like, holy shit, what is happening to my life? I cannot do this. He finally reaches where the curb is at and kind of his heels catch the curb, right, and stop him. He meanders into the snow, finds his way to the door of the school bus. I open the doors. I'm sweating bullets. And he leans into the door and he goes, dude, my brother will be out in a minute. Was his fucking drunk brother. He scrambles back up through the snow to the porch, goes in the house. Like 2 minutes later, here comes James. Out the front door, on the bus, and I took him to school. Jiminy crickets. Joel, how much time do I have left?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. He told me to be topical, so I brought this fine thing. I thought we could look at this. earlier in the day, this is the Royal Oak Review. It's a stellar newspaper. I really, if you have the chance to have a free unwanted newspaper delivered to your home, go online and request this. It's at royaloakreview.com or Twitter at royaloakreview.com, Instagram.com/royaloakreview. One of the stories in here, this just tells you about Royal Oak, which is, you know, just across the way, just across Woodward, if you guys are really worried. This is items stolen from a Royal Oak apartment. There was a complaint to the police department on March 13th that an unknown suspect stole $13.12 and a stereo. It's a rough world out there, people. I had someone break into my house about 6 years ago. I woke up in bed because it got too quiet. I don't know if that makes any sense, but there's usually some shit going on in my house. But I was laying in bed and all of a sudden it just got quiet and it woke me up. That's how my mom used to catch me when I was sneaking in the house. I'd knock my fucking foot against the table and then stop for 5 minutes, completely quiet. My mom would go, "Where are you?" And I'd just, "Shit." And I looked out my bedroom door and I saw someone look into my window. And I freaked out. I started stomping on the floor and screaming. And I heard him take off down the steps. And when the police came, they found that he had not stolen anything in my house. First of all, there's nothing to steal in my house. But the only thing he found gone was half a bottle of wine. Royal Oak. Where we steal half bottles of wine and $13.20.
And a stereo.
And a stereo. Don't forget that. Also, I should also tell you that there was a complaint reported to the police in Royal Oak from the LA Fitness. An unknown suspect stole a broken cell phone from a backpack. Was he pissed, right? Like, all that fucking work. Got it. You can't tell these days, because kids like the screens cracked on them, right? That's how you know you have street cred. If your cell phone screen is fucking cracked, right? Joel, are you waving me off anytime soon?
Yeah, I mean.
All right, I just wanted to say it's the one bad thing about having your cell phone screen cracked is it's hard to see if you've gone to my Twitter, which is at Johnny L. Tenney, at Realm of the Weird, at Instagram.com, Johnny L. Tenney. Here's Joel, everybody.
John Tenney, there he is. You know how to get a hold of him now, apparently.
Everybody on the podcast does.
Everybody on the podcast does. And people here, they're all busy now. Yeah, I know. Checking it. Yeah, you know. John Tenney, thank you for that. All right, good for that. All right, now I want to, don't lose that paper either. I'm sure you're going to need that. You might need someone to clean out your air ducts. That's usually what that's advertised in there, right? Shit like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is on the back? Oh. The Jewish, you can shop at the holiday market if you're a Jew. It's safe for Jews to go to the holiday market.
A full line of kosher
meals. Kosher meals.
Kosher.
Good. Well, I'm glad. That's good to know. Anything else?
No, that's it.
What about John, comedian John Tenney at Twitter? Not yet? No, okay, think about it. That was a tremendous set. So anyway, it was good. Let's bring up this next guy. Now, when I set out to record these podcasts once a month and distribute them, my idea was I won't repeat guys from show to show, except for me. You know, I'll pick different guys. But this next guy was great on the last show, and he's very old, and he may not have a lot of shows left in him, so I decided to bring him back for tonight. But he said he's told me he's written a whole new set, and he was great last time. I know everybody liked him at home. So please welcome back Marty Smith. Marty Smith.
They'll never let me into the Ann Arbor Starbucks again. No, really, the lady asked me how I like my coffee. I said, like my women with a mouthful of cream. Virgin Airlines. What kind of a name is that for an airline, Virgin? Don't you want the airline you fly to have a lot of experience? I'd rather fly slut. Just saying. I was in a Texas supermarket, men's, this is true. I was in a Texas supermarket men's room waiting for a urinal behind a man who was urinating with his pants and his underwear down around his ankles. I'd never seen that before. And he had the hairiest ass I've ever seen. It looked like a black bear with his fur parted in the middle. And I just, this is the time when I interrupt the smooth flow of this to try out some new stuff and to comment on some things I've heard so far today. I heard about Canada, right? Canada. There was an article very recently in the paper that Canadian television authorities are going to want more Canadian content in erotic television shows. So I'm going to offer him some suggestions. A bestiality show. The Mountie mounts his mount. Okay, think about it. It's a visual. And for those of you who are bilingual relations, 69 meets 69. Thank you. And my favorite, I've been pest marketing it here all night, Tonsil Hockey Night in Canada. And I have one more thing. Wes Ward was talking about drink responsibly, and I figured this out years ago. I know exactly what drink responsibly means because, look, the saying is, please drink responsibly, three words. They're written by liquor companies. The first two words are, please drink. What else could it mean but make sure you pay your bar tab before you crawl out to the car? That's it. It's just another way of selling liquor. That's all. You know? Let's see. I interrupted the smooth flow, and I got to see where... Ah! You know, I love looking at that list sometimes and saying, oh, that's a good joke. I'm going to go with that one. Actually, you know, when a profitable prescription drug is about to have its patent expire, the company reformulates it, changes the name a little bit, and gets a new patent. So I think you're going to see these commercials soon. The new cheese-flavored antidepressant, Gorgonzoloft. Huh? Crumple it in your salads. Enjoy it with a fine wine or crackers. We call it the I'm Not Blue cheese. Oh. And moan, applause. Somebody laugh, for Christ's sake. Thank you. I appreciate that. The next one you're going to hear is, we have added ecstasy to our popular erection drug. Ask your doctor about Cialis in Wonderland. And here's a commercial I didn't write, and I have no punchline. But you're going to listen. Because it doesn't fucking need a punchline, you see. It says, in its entirety, it says, smart lawyers never sleep. Call one of our smart lawyers today and wake him up. Make up your own punchline. That's pretty stupid. Here's some I did write. Two new razors from Gillette. The Gillette Powermatic, longer, thicker handle, battery-operated, vibrating motor. It's the shaving breakthrough based on dildo technology. And the Gillette Enigmatic Razor. Will it work? Oh, well. Sorry. I got a big laugh with that the other day. Those people knew what enigmatic meant. You know what enigmatic means? It means a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, it's a mystery. All right. Let's... Let's see. There is a new smartphone app for Catholics to say confession. Have you heard about this? See, it's true. The church doesn't really like it much, but it's very convenient because now you can confess your sins without leaving the hotel room where you just committed them. My adult daughter friended me on Facebook. Really, the first thing she posts, it's awkward, isn't it? First thing she posts, I need 10,000 gallons of fertilizer. I said, what the hell? She lives in an apartment in downtown Chicago. And then it hit me. Fertilizer bombs. So I called her up. I said, hi, honey. Everything okay? The husband? The job? Are you a terrorist? That's how I found out about Farmville. Farmville. Farmville! Oh! That's how, did I mumble? Did I mumble? It's late at night. Past my bedtime. I will talk about one more subject of cosmetic procedures. I get a lot of spam. Do you get spam?
Sure, yeah. You do.
And I get like Christian dating. You know, I first got annoyed at the idea, but then I got used to it. I said, well, what the hell? It's very comforting to go out on a date. You don't have to wait till it's over to find out you're not getting it. I got one that said, Marty, get a bigger rod today. I had no idea what that meant because I don't fish. You know? However, I finally got one I liked. It said, Marty, is your bikini line ready for spring break? I swear to you, I didn't know what that meant either, so I did some research and I discovered the whole world of what I call pubescaping. So, you know, Brazilians, landing strips, waxing, shaving. You know, and it occurred to me that with all that smoothness, what happens to those fine old euphemisms, muff diving and carpet munching? Yeah, because this way the lady gets the hug and the mug, but she's got no rug. Oh. All right. So I offer substitutes. Linoleum licking. Oh. Tugging the tile. And for the classical minded, a night on Bald Mountain. Oh. Thank you very much. I'm Marty Smith.
Plenty of food. That's good. Marty Smith, everybody. Marty Smith. Look at that, Marty Smith. Oh, man. Thanks, Marty. All right. Now, this next guy, he's coming to stage. Now, I saw this guy. I talk about this on the podcast frequently, how I helped teach a comedy class over at the Comedy Castle in Orlando. This guy was one of the students in a class, and I thought he was very funny. He has a very unique delivery, which I love. So please welcome everybody and everyone at home, the comedy of Raymond Topper, everybody. Ray Topper, come on up here.
Good evening.
I hope that first guy washed
his hands. Just got some good news the other day. I'm going to be on a new reality show. It's called America's Least Wanted. My wife thinks I should be on The Biggest Loser. I don't think she knows it's a weight loss program. Last year, I participated in Survivor Detroit. It wasn't a TV program. I just had a couple of friends that got drunk and forgot me at a bar downtown. I had to find my way back to my car in Troy, and luckily I didn't get banished to Belle Isle. The show I really should be on, though, is Jerry Springer, because I'm what you would consider a statistical anomaly. That's going to be a sobriety test later, so remember that. I'm a short, skinny, left-handed, red-headed middle child who had a stroke before he was 40 years old. And I had my stroke, in fact, the beginning of the month was my 5-year stroke anniversary. When I had my stroke, I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk, and I lost use of my left arm. Things progressed, and obviously I'm better now, but my wife thought she had struck gold until I started talking again. And I said, I need to get my left arm back so I can drive. And the doctor said, you can drive one-handed with your right hand. And I said, well, I work in the Detroit area. I need to be able to flip off the idiots. And I learned something. I've always said that laughter is the best medicine. But after being in the hospital for a while, I realized that morphine's a really close second. So like I said, I am married. My wife and I just celebrated our 20th anniversary last year. We have two kids that we know of. We have a daughter who's 12, and she's pretty fearless, and she's kind of a smartass, although I don't know where she gets that from. My son is 14, and he's grown fast, and I've only got him by about an inch, so I'm guessing within a year I'm going to be looking up at him and saying, "Son, go to your room." And he's going to look down, back down at me and say, "Dad, no, you go to your room," which is where I want to be anyways, so that works out. My son's a Boy Scout, too, and I was looking at some of the badges he has to go through, and I'm thinking they need to update some of these badges to something a little more applicable nowadays, like lock picking, gun rampage safety, and being a Lions fan. That last one's pretty easy. You just get excited at the beginning and disappointed at the end. My wife has a lot of experience with that, so that should work out pretty well. Yeah, and it's interesting with the kids in school now, because when I took my son to kindergarten, we got the list of what they needed to bring in the first day, and it's like I had to run a U-Haul to back this thing in to bring all this stuff. When I was a kid, it's like you just showed up. Now it's like they want cases of Kleenex and wet wipes and crayons and pencils and everything else that's not supplied. All the cutbacks in the school is just frustrating, too. I'm waiting to get a letter from the school saying, Mr. and Mrs. Topper, you're going to have to start working 1 week a month in the cafeteria or custodial departments because of budget cuts. And it is interesting that all the things we did as kids where we had the tornado drill and the fire drill, and now it's like they have to add the terrorist drill and the gun rampage drill. Nope. Shit, I should have stuck with my other material. Yeah, the games in school changed quite a bit, though. We used to play Duck Duck Goose, and now the kids are playing Duck Duck. He's got a gun. We would play Kick the Can at recess, and now the kids are playing Kick the Habit. It'd be Red Rover, send Rayon over. Now it's Red Rover, send the hostages over. I mean, one game the kids are still playing, though, is hide and go seek, although now it seems to sometimes involve the police and tear gas. Interesting. Okay. Now I know what new material works and what doesn't, I guess. Well, I work in the computer field, which is, you know, fun sometimes, but can be frustrating at times, too. I know last Thanksgiving, my niece said, "Uncle Ray, after we eat dinner and watch the Lions lose, can you help me fix my laptop? It's not working right. I think I have a virus." I remember growing up that I had an aunt who was a gynecologist, and I don't remember anybody at Christmas time saying, "Aunt Judy, after we're done opening presents, could you take a look at my vagina? It's not working right. I think I have a virus." Okay, I guess it's my time.
One more.
Okay. Any curious folks in the house? I'm curious about a lot of things, like number one, why are common courtesy and common sense not so frickin' common anymore?
Why?
That's a good question. And if Miley Cyrus ever does actually get married, what is the daddy-daughter dance going to be like? Oh. Sorry, too soon? Okay.
All right.
That's it.
really good, right? Thanks, buddy. Well, that's... I told you guys would like Ray. I knew it. Raymond Topper, there he is. I've signed him to an exclusive deal. He can only appear on Joel Radio the rest of his life. That's the deal I signed originally, so I figure why not...
You just said people can only be on once.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, there you go. That's the deal. It's a shitty deal. I'm not saying it's a good deal. Right? That was funny, though. I mean, that was good. So, all right. Let's move the show right along. Is that, did I teach you in the comedy class as well? Did we meet there? No?
We met there.
We met at Ridley's. Yeah. This is another guy who's been doing it. Relative, how long have you been doing it?
Up and on a couple years.
So please welcome him to the podcast, Joel Radio and Omera's Welcome, the comedy of Gary Sylvester, everybody.
Thank you, thank you. I think it's mean you make the old guys go last. It's getting late. Well, I'll try and be topical. Boy, what a roller coaster week for gay marriage, huh? Man, up and down on what to do. I tell you what, you couldn't pick up a newspaper or watch a TV show without seeing another interview with a lesbian couple. But I learned a lot this week. I did. I learned that Michigan has no good-looking lesbians. That's what I learned. No, I'm serious. You've seen the same ones I've seen, right? The ones look like they just rolled out of the Golden Corral. Oh, yeah, me and Betty are just going out of the county clerk's office and get married. But first, we're going to go back and hit that chocolate fountain again. Is that right? That's a new one. I just thought of that sitting there. But my wife... No, I did. But with my wife and I, we were inspired this week because of all the happiness and marriage and stuff going on. And we both decided, well, we went and got our we renewed our vows, you know. And we both vowed... Well, thank you. Thank you. That's nice. We both vowed we'd never get fucking married again is what we vowed. That's silly. I appreciate you guys coming out and supporting live comedy. And on a personal note, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. On a personal note, I appreciate you guys coming out and helping an old guy work through what I'm pretty sure is my fourth midlife crisis. Yeah, it's true, man. And I've had three other ones, and I remember them well, too, because that first one, I brought home a Corvette. I did, yeah. Second one, I brought home a motorcycle. Yeah. Third one, brought home a Denny's waitress. Yeah. There you go. Stole my fucking punchline. Thank you very much. Yeah, you can say I got the grand slam after breakfast that night. Thank you for taking my punchline. I appreciate that. Well, I couldn't resist myself. Hell, I was drunk. She smelled like pancakes. Fucking love pancakes. Hell, if she was a real person, I'd bang Aunt Jemima for a short stack. I swear to God. Be all over that hot golden brown ass. No, I'm kidding. What's going on? But I've never slept with a Denny's waitress. I'm just kidding. I'm an old married guy, happily married, hard to believe, happily married 35 years this year. Well, thank you. Well, that's very nice. I appreciate it. Okay, three separate times, but when I add up the happy years, I think I have 35 of them now. I do. I'm kidding. Been married to the same lovely lady, married my college sweetheart, and I think one of the secrets to being married a long time is, well, for one thing, she's really good looking. And second of all, she takes really good care of herself. She does. She goes to the salon, keeps her hair colored, and always has her makeup on real nice. But I have started to notice lately, she's starting to let this whole area down here go to pasture. No, and it's starting to creep me out a little bit because when I look at my wife from the neck up, I'm still married to that cute little girl I met in college. From the waist down, I'm married to Betty White. Obviously, my wife's not in the audience tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Because if she was, there'd be no more Golden Girl Nookie for Daddy. That's for damn sure. Nah, kidding. Let's see what else is going on. But my wife and I just reached another significant milestone in our marriage. I now got the biggest tits in our relationship. And if that's not humiliating enough, now when we fool around, I'm the one that has to wear the push-up bra. And now my wife's the one that goes... That's silly. But I guess now that I got such a great rack, I better start shaving my nipples, huh? Yeah, no, because there's nothing worse than having a hairy boob shoved in your face. I never forget the first time I saw hair in a woman's nipple. I didn't know what to do. So I pulled it. And my mother let out a scream that you could fucking hear. What? Why? I was fucking hungry. You don't like hair in my food? What the fuck? We got some young fellows in the audience out there. Let's see. Oh, we do this one first. This is a new one. Okay, new year, new comedy, ladies and gentlemen. So so my wife decided to kick up her sexiness a few notches by shaving off her eyebrows and putting them back on with a brown crayon. You know? Only problem is she's not too good at it yet. So she flies around the house looking like a fucking angry bird. That's a new one. Should I keep it? I like that one. All right, I'll keep that one. Fuck it. All right, I'll keep that one. Oh, we got some young fellas in the audience to give you young fellas a heads up. I think we got a young fellow out there. We do. You get to be my age. Man, all this shit starts going wrong down here, man. I'm telling you. I turned 50. I stepped out of the shower one morning. I looked down, and I swear to God, it looked like I had a half a pound of silly putty hanging between my legs. And it's heading to the floor, too, man. Matter of fact, if I was standing here naked right now, young lady, you would think I had an extra set of kneecaps. Yeah. I'll let that one sit for a little bit. That's a, yeah, I'll let you taste dinner all over again when you hear that joke, huh? This gets so bad, I don't even bother manscaping anymore. No, it's too much work. It's like trying to shave an old tube sock, for Christ's sake. Yeah, you can just belch up lunch, too, while you're at it. That's okay, what else going on? But I hate getting old. I'm an old guy. And one thing I hate about getting old is I got to get that damn prostate exam every year, and I hate that. You know, I do. I probably wouldn't mind it so much if my doctor didn't have fingers like the hamburger helper, man. It dawned on me last time I had one done. Getting a prostate exam, it's a lot like spending your first night in prison. No, it is. You know, no, I'm serious. First they put you in a tiny room, right? Right, sir? They do. Then you got to make small talk to some guy you barely know. Next thing I know, my pants around my ankles, I'm squealing like an 8-year-old at a Michael Jackson slumber party. You know, then I start thinking, what would the nurse think if she walked in right there? She'd be like, wow, there's something I haven't seen before. Hamburger helper man having his way with the Pillsbury Doughboy. Gadun says loving like something from the oven. That's my time. Thank you.
Gary Sylvester. Wow, what a set. There you go. You should be proud that people all over the world are listening to that now. Gary, that's tremendous. Wow, that was bawdy, man. That was like a frat party up in here, Gary. I like that. The poor women there. There's two women in the crowd, and I think they're both offended now. Look at them. Look at them. They just can't. You all right back there? Are you guys all right? Okay, yeah. These guys are sticking around. I appreciate. Give it up for those guys back there. They're hardcore. I would have thought we'd run you out of the room by now. So that'll be the next guy's job, and I think he's up to it. So please. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I don't know if I've even ever seen you perform comedy. Do you know that? I know you a little while, but please welcome everybody. A special treat: the most autistic man in showbiz, Andrew Achner. Andrew Achner, here he is. Thank you, Andrew.
How's everybody doing tonight? My name's Andrew Achner. I am the most autistic man in showbiz. That's not just a gimmick. I'm diagnosed with autism, so you know what that means. If you don't laugh at my jokes, even the shitty ones, you're a dick. You know, some of you may be wondering, overall being autistic is fucking awesome. Because I read this study that said autistic males tend to have big dicks. So when I read that study, I was like, yeah! Oh shit, I'm still Jewish! This is like being black and Asian, it just averages out! Being autistic, there's a lot of PC rules made by, you know, people who aren't autistic, like parents of autistic people, that I think are dumb, like person first language. You're not allowed to just call me that autistic dude, you gotta call me a person with autism. Because apparently, if you don't place emphasis on the fact I'm a person, people will get confused as to which fucking species I belong to. And somehow I'm the dude with the impairment. Are you sure about that? But yeah, you know, when I was 9, it was a very difficult moment for me when I was sitting with my parents and the doctor says, Andrew, you're a person. Damn it, you mean, it was hard coping with the fact that I'm the same thing as Kim Kardashian and her sisters. When I found out I was a person, I felt like how Chaz Bono felt when he wasn't adopted. No. But yeah, some of you people in the audience may be wondering why I'm dressed the way I'm dressed. Yeah. It's because every girl crazy about a sharp-dressed autistic guy. No, actually, it's because I'm auditioning for the musical Autistic Guys and Dolls. Trying out for the role of Sky S. Bergerson. It will be a musical of monotone singing and awkward out-of-rhythm dancing. The Biltmore Garage definitely wants a grand, Nathan. But yeah, one time I was acting up, I was like 10, and my dad's like, "What are you, retarded?" I'm like, "Did you not get the memo, Dad?" I go to a party every month with a bunch of other autistic people. It's a lot of fun. The DJ has Down syndrome, and we're all raving to "Let's Get Retarded." Let's get retarded. Some of us are already there. Yeah, a lot of people find that song offensive. I don't, because I've been wanting people to emulate me my entire life. But also because "Let's Get Retarded" means "Let's Get High," which is a message I endorse because that's the only way the Black Eyed Peas are worth listening to. But yeah. But my ex-girlfriend, we were together for 2 years. She is a dirty fucking whore. She cheated on me with a cripple. She was with an autistic dude, and then this is a true story, and she fucked a guy without legs. Oh. Talk about fucking down. What's this bitch gonna do next? Is she gonna go to the Special Olympics and go down on the Down syndrome kids? I can make fun of the Special Olympics. I was a participant in the fourth grade. True story, I was a participant in the Special Olympics. They wouldn't let me bowl in the Special Olympics because I'm a good fucking bowler, so I had to swim. And I hate swimming. I didn't even medal in the Special Olympics swimming. It was bullshit. But yeah, you know, I wonder if blind guys ever wake up ever get drunk and wake up with goosebumps and are like, "Hey, which one of you assholes wrote on me?" And what the fuck does this even say? It's just a bunch of random bumps on my skin. I gotta stop partying with illiterates. But it's okay, I can make fun of blind people because I also am disabled. But more importantly, my disability doesn't fuck with my vision, so I'm not afraid of a bunch of blind people jumping me after the show. You know, if we got a bunch of blind guys to play basketball, they'd spend the whole game trying to read the ball. You ever notice outside of some establishments there's a sign saying "no dogs allowed unless assisting the visually handicapped"? Yeah, because if you have a dog assisting you for any other impairment, fuck you and your dog. You gotta be careful when you play poker, because if you play poker with politically correct people, they will tell you that you can't bet the little blind, you gotta bet the little person with visual impairments. There was a slut I went to high school with, and I on her Facebook profile under religious views, it says religion is like a penis, which I assume means she takes in many different religions all at the same time. I just want to end this with a little positive message as a person who advocates for people with autism. Fuck, I'm using the own bullshit PC rules. Hey, autistic people and myself is a positive message here. Because there's a lot of memes I think are dumb. Like, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So, people with special needs, we're not weird or odd or damaged. We want just what everyone else wants. Grab a nice piece of fat ass and fuck her brains out. If you know willing or willing, especially to put out, if you put out for disabled people, share this message and give me your number. That's it for me. I'm Andrew.
Andrew Ackner. Andrew Ackner, the most autistic man in show business. John, did you drive him on the bus? Do you remember him from the bus? Because I think he was on there, wasn't he? Yeah. Didn't his brother come out one day? Yeah, his brother came out, and that was you. God damn it. I thought there was a connection there. All right. Wow, this is quite a show, man. We're seeing everything tonight. But this next guy is nothing but a regular comedian, and I hate to say that to you. No, he's actually a very funny guy. He's working clubs all over now. He's out there. He's gone into the professional ranks. Is that safe to say?
Sure.
Something like that. I'll make shit up for you. No, I'm kidding. Give it up for the very funny Carl Johnson, everybody. Carl Johnson.
Oh, I walked two people before I got up here. Fantastic. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming out, all six of you guys. It's good. Yeah, it's good. And one lady, I'm sorry about that. I have a roommate. He's trying to lose weight. He wants to get in shape, but he eats pasta every night at 10 p.m. Eats pasta every night at 10 p.m. Goes to bed. Every night, 10 p.m. goes to bed. I was like, you can't do that to yourself. It's not good for you. He's like, dude, I've been eating like this my whole life, and it hasn't affected me. And I was like, you're kind of fat. It's been affecting you. You eat like a marathon runner and exercise like the guy who hands out the cups. He has two twin-size mattresses in his bedroom. Just two twin-size mattresses stacked on top of each other. And he gets laid a lot. I don't know how it happens, but he has two twin-size mattresses stacked on top of each other. And I joke around about that, too. And he's like, dude, it's almost king-size, man. It's almost king-size. It doesn't go by height, you idiot. Put it side by side. I don't like couples. I don't like those people. I have a lot of friends that are couples. I like them separately, but I don't like them together. I don't like to go out to eat with couples. It's the worst thing you can do is go out to eat with a couple because they make you feel terrible about yourself because you sit on one side, they sit on the other because they want to show you who's dominant, which is my favorite thing. And they make you hold their shit, which is great. Could you just put my purse and our coats in that empty spot next to you where there should be a loved one that you care about and cherish, but there's not because you don't have the capacity in your heart to be unselfish. So we're also going to pay for your meal, not because we love you, but because no one else does. I don't like calling my friends that are in couples. You ever try to call one of your friends that's in a couple and see if they want to hang out that night spontaneously? They can't do it. Never happens. They just make noises. The other day I called my buddy Dave. I was like, hey, man, I want to see if you want to go out for a beer or two tonight. What do you think? And he goes, can I call you back? Absolutely not. And I hung up on him. The worst person ever. You three weren't paying attention to that joke. You turned around, but it's okay. I was paying attention to you guys. I'm not friends with a couple anymore. There's a certain couple I'll never hang out with again because they berated me while we're out to eat and why I'm single and why my life is sad. I didn't know I was sad. I didn't know that. And they just, for 25 minutes, just berated me. Like, oh, just, why don't you want to be like us? Look at us. We're just happy and we're settled down and you're doing comedy. Is that really working out for you? And you have a day job? What are you doing with your life? You know what I mean? Just for 25 minutes made me feel terrible about myself because I'm single. And then it paid for my meal. And as we're leaving, we're in the parking lot. We drove separately, thank God. A homeless man approaches them, and I'm in earshot. I can still hear what's going on. And the homeless guy goes, do you guys have a few bucks so I can get a meal tonight? And the couple goes, no, we don't. And they start walking. And I have my key in my car. And this is the biggest fuck you moment to end a friendship. I have my key in my car, and they're in another row. And I go, hey, probably should just give him a few bucks, you know, for a meal. And they're like, why? And I was like, because I'm pretty sure he was also single. And I just got in my car and took off. And it was the greatest day of all time. It's awesome. I don't watch porn. I don't do that. I'll tell you why. When I was 7 years old, I was at someone's house. And they had a VHS tape sticking to the VCR. And I pushed it in. And I saw a man wearing a cowboy hat masturbating. Just going to town. Not even going to town. He lived in town. So I can't watch porn anymore or westerns. I didn't have sex for the first time after high school. I didn't watch porn, so I didn't know what certain words meant, certain things meant. I remember hanging out with a few of my buddies. We all had girlfriends at the same time in high school. My friend was like, dude, found out last night, Amber, she's a spitter, man. She spits. Mike, what about your girlfriend? Oh, Brittany? She swallows. Carl, what about your girl? Oh, Janet? She's a chewer? They're like, I think you should break up with her. It's like, that's disgusting. All right, guys, you guys are awesome. It's fantastic. Let's see. I can see it's the end of the night. We're winding down. It's fantastic. I have food issues. I do have food issues. I'm trying to lose weight. I've lost a lot in the past year and a half, like 60 pounds. But I have about, thank you. But I have about 60 more to go, and it's a struggle. It's not easy. I'll tell you why. I was at Wendy's a couple weeks ago, and I was at the drive-thru, and I pulled up to the speaker, and I heard the lady over the speaker go, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah, why?" Then I realized as I was pulling up, she heard me say out loud, "I hate myself." Don't all that. Jesus Christ. Glad you're recording this, Joel. This is fantastic. This is good. Seven people here are recording it. That's good. Do you have a laugh track at all, Joel? Or are you just...
I'll dub one in for you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. Now I'm getting roasted. Fantastic. I recently stopped at a gas station for directions. I didn't have my GPS on me. So I stopped at a gas station. I went to ask the clerk, but he didn't speak very good English. But I heard a voice behind me go, "Hey, man, I can help you out." And I turned around. And I saw a man wearing a baseball cap, which is fine, but he wasn't wearing it forward or backward. He was wearing it to the side. And I've never looked at anybody wearing a baseball cap to the side and been like, "I want information from you." So he starts giving me directions. And the whole time I'm just looking at his hat and I'm showing him my think face, which you should never, ever show anybody your think face. Just keep it up here. Whole time he's giving me directions, I just go, I'm just looking at his hat, I'm going. He's like, "Dude, what's going on, man? I'm trying to give you directions." I was like, "I can't take them from you." And he's like, "Why not?" I was like, "Because you can't point your hat in the right direction." And I was like, "I'm going to get punched in the face. As a 32-year-old man, I'm going to get punched in the face. And I'm single. Who am I going to call, right?" But he didn't punch me in the face. What happened next was hilarious. He just took his hat off and continued giving me directions. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Fucking awesome. Appreciate it. Next time I'll go 10th again. This will be fantastic. Yeah. Gotta love open mics, right? That's what happens.
And not a big laugh.
Let me see. I'm not going to. I don't give a shit. Have a good night.
Right. Thanks, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Carl Johnson, everybody. Carl Johnson. Yeah. All right. All right. Let's. Well, that's where it's going, so.
There's. Joel Radio.
At Joel Radio.
Facebook.com/@JoelRadio.
At Joel Radio Show on Twitter. At Joel Radio Show. Somebody stole At Joel Radio. I don't know who did that. Why would you even want that?
To stop you from having it.
Yeah, I barely wanted it. And then they, yeah, I know. Now they can have no followers. That's great. But hey, let's bring up the next guy, all right? This next guy, I don't even know if I've met this guy before, but he runs his own room downtown. He came out here to O'Mara's to join us here on the podcast, and we appreciate it. Please welcome the comedy of Tanner Oliver, everybody. Tanner, come on up here.
There he is.
Yeah. We're doing that?
Yeah, we're doing that.
We're fist bumping. We're fist bumping, Joel. We're fist bumping. Do you want to know why we're fist bumping, Joel? Because fist bumping a cool black guy is worth about 5 years of your parents' love, so you enjoy that. You enjoy that. All right. They know. Aha, yeah. Just give me the one up, that one up. It's cool. It's good to be here, guys. Quick story. I probably shouldn't be here because I almost died in January. Swerved off the road and went into a ditch during that whole winter polar vortex bullshit, which has been so expensive. Like, yeah, just ugh. I think that's just ugh. Just disgusting. But I like to refer to that as the time that racism almost killed me. Because I went in this ditch, and I'm just, like, freaking out. I'm just like, God damn it, I can't die out here. I don't want to be, like, because, I mean, I don't want to be, like, that black dude on Fox 2. Like, he just froze in his car, just sat there, didn't do shit. Assumed that help would come, because he's from the suburbs, right? So I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. I saw this house with, like, a bunch of, like, snow plows and shit, and I'm like, oh, my God, they can. Gotta make it there. So I bundled up, went to that house, and mind you, it's like 2 a.m, right? So this Mexican dude answers the door. I'm like, "Sir, like, it's freezing out. Like, can I use your phone or something?" And he just goes, "Ah, no negro." I'm like, "God damn it, really? Like, now? Now? Now?" Now this is the time where you're just like, yeah, just fuck black people. Like, God damn, that was scary. This is when racism almost killed me. I like racism that saves me money because I went to the gym recently and it was LA Fitness. And dude was like, yeah, so it rounds out to about 180, but we'll make it 160 for you. I was like, why? He's like, well, there's 20 for tanning, but you don't need that, right? I'm like, all right, cool. That's all right. That's cool. Hey, save me 20 bucks. Why the fuck not, right? Like, I don't know. Other than that, like, I find racism to just be, like, stupid. Because racism is basically a lazy way of saying, I don't like that person. When you could get to know them for much better reasons and just hate them for who they are, right? Like, that's what I like to do, at least. What else do I want to talk about? I've been watching a lot of that House of Cards show from Netflix. And it's really political. It's a great show. Got me thinking about, like, who's my favorite president? I think my favorite president is Andrew Jackson. Because when Andrew Jackson got in office, he said, I'm going to kill Native Americans. That's what he did. That was his plan. And which makes him two things. Which makes Andrew Jackson the first, like, supervillain to ever become president, and also the first president to, you know, fulfill what he said he was going to do in office. So, good on him. Good job for Andrew Jackson. don't say that near an Indian reservation. It'll fucking kill me.
There's not that many of them.
I know, right? They're just so many blankets. They're all dead. It's depressing. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, ever since it was January 1st, like, since marijuana is, like, legal in Colorado. I've been smoking all day, by the way. They have these things. There's just, like, job fairs for the marijuana industry, which I think is funny because it's just potheads giving each other pothead jobs. Like, can you imagine just, like, a pothead tour guide? Like, hey, you see that lighthouse? I saw it yesterday. Also been having a lot of ideas for, like, small businesses I could open up. I want to open up a place just like Hooters, except they deliver. We'll call it Knockers. It'll be great. I'm on sauce and shit. Thank you. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Recently bought a new car, you guys. The left light's fucked up. That's why I decided to name it Forrest Whitaker. Boom! He's a great actor, but his eye is just like, come on, man, you got money for that? Just fucking fix that shit. Oh, man. Thank you. Like, don't you just hate when you see, like, a person with a lot of money, and you just, like, they can fix it, but it's part of the gig, so they're just like, fuck it! Okay, I don't know if you guys, like, listen to a lot of rap, but, like, Lil Jon, his eyes are fucked up. When he takes his glasses, he's like, yeah, we just don't think about it! Yeah, like, just, but he can't fix it because that's the gimmick. Like, if he took his glasses off, he'd be like, yeah, it's just a really high black guy. Like, just, like, he would no longer be Lil Jon anymore. I don't know if you guys understand that, but that's just, I mean. Let me just explain something to you about rap for a second. Like, when you first start out being a rapper, like, you talk about the basic shit. Shooting people. Fucking bitches. That's just what you do. That's what you do. But then when you get to, like, Kanye's level, like, what, his newest album is just like, where's my damn croissants? Like, I felt threatened. I was like, where is this motherfucker's croissants? Get him his bread. He's a gangster. Anybody else think there should be, like, a Netflix for dating? Like, you know, like, oh, you fuck Trish? Yeah, you should try Megan. Like, be dirty as fuck. Gross. Oh my God, Tinder. Go on there on Valentine's Day. It's like tossing meat to a bunch of lions. Like, just. boy, I don't go on that shit, though. I got a girlfriend. I don't know. I'm dating right now. She's white. Whatever. it'd be funny if she was here. Like, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, right? You guys do say that a lot, white women. There's two things that white women love is small dogs and that color run shit. Like, you guys just can't wait to just run a marathon. Look at it! She just can't wait. She's like, where are my fucking running shoes? Let's do that! Yes! Oh, man. Oh, my God, you're registered? You're gonna do that shit? All right, cool. We'll run the shit out of it, white woman. I don't know.
don't you want to hear? Those are my words of encouragement. I will be there. Just fucking do it. What's your name?
Katie.
Yes, do it, Katie.
Be great. Oh, man. What else do I want to say? Shit, I had a... Oh, boy. Like I said, I've been smoking all day, so I'm just going to try to get through this. Yeah, whatever. Like, when I write, like, I try to, you know, like, I've noticed a difference when I write on pot as opposed to just when I, like, write something. Like, I'm gonna finish this. I watch a lot of Doctor Who, and there's, like, you know, the time machine. Yeah, I love Doctor Who, right? And, it's a TARDIS, all right, fine. But, I imagine, like, what if I had a time machine, and, like, I went back in time, and I partied with Michelangelo, and, you know, we're just getting, like, fucked up, and it's great. And then I wake up the next morning, and there's a dick on, like, painted on my face, and Michelangelo, like, painted that dick on my face. It's like, yeah, that's what do you do? What do? Do you rinse it off? That's an expensive dick on your face. Like, do you want to just come back to present times? Like, all right, $100,000 right now. Let's start the bidding. Like, that would just look weird as fuck.
No,
no, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I'm going to end on this one. You know how there's, like, different, like, versions of businesses? Like, you can go to a McDonald's in the city as opposed to the suburbs, and you just get, like, shitty service. I think it'd be awesome if they made, like, a ghetto Bed Bath & Beyond. Like, hey, motherfucker, welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond. Here's your weapon. Shoot anything that comes out the beyond part. Like, that'd be... that'd be great. Fuck it. Whatever. I thought that was funny. I'm gonna laugh it in the car when I go home. Bye.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Tanner. Tanner Oliver. That weed's a hell of a drug, isn't it, Tanner? Yeah. All right, man. Wow, what a set. That was great. How, man, what a show, huh? O'Mara's Comedy Night. Give it up for yourselves, man. Being on the podcast show already. Hope you guys at home listen. Once again, a reminder to follow me. First of all, let's give it up for all the comics we saw. One more time. Jeff Horst, Wesley Ward, Dick Johnson, Jeff Sheen, John Tenney, Marty Smith, Ray Topper, Gary Sylvester, Andrew Actor, Carl Johnson, and Tanner Oliver. Give it up for these guys. These guys all came out and did it for you. And the audience, you guys were great. Thank you guys for coming out. I know the friends of Ackner, the friends of Tenney that came out. Thank you guys. And don't forget to follow Joel Radio on Twitter at Joel Radio Show. We'll be back in the studio next week and do a show for you then. And we're going to be back at O'Mara's Comedy Night at the end of April, the last Thursday in April. So tell your friends, come out, and we'll have another fun night like it was tonight. All right, guys? Thank you very much for listening and showing up. Good night, everybody.